I'm Joe Healy. This is Bytes by MSDN. We're going to be talking with Brian Prince about some Azure boot camps going on. So introduce yourself in 25 words or less.
25 words or less. What? Brian Prince. I'm a developer evangelist just like you.
Great job.
It is best job at Microsoft. I cover Microsoft, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee.
Wow. And Michigan to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Man, that's a long run right there.
I spend
there.
Most of my time in Tennessee because we have a big team. And
very cool.
Yeah.
So you've been running these things called Azure boot camps.
Yes.
And, you know, it was interesting. I'd seen them happening, and the way I found out about them was a couple of my guys in my area demanded that we run these things.
Absolutely.
So, huge community excitement about it. So tell me, what are they, and how'd they get started, where did it come from, and how's it been going in general?
So I talked to a lot of customers about Azure, and they always ask, well, how long is it going to take me to train my developers to do this cloud thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I took that as a challenge. I said, I think I can do it in 2 days. So we put together a 2-day hands-on, deep dive, guerrilla style, just let's learn this and knock it out, and put some content together, put up a website, and then it just took off like wildfire.
We held one in South Florida, and it was sold out 2 weeks after posting it online. Just absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
So how many people, you know, I put 43 people through the one we ran. How many people total have been through the Azure boot camp so far?
Well, we've done about 60 boot camps in the past 3 months, and I think we've hit nearly 1,000 developers.
Wow.
So far. Yeah.
That's a lot of people getting in there and just working with the stuff.
Yeah. We give them all free Azure accounts for the lab, so I think we've deployed maybe 1,500 applications.
That's pretty sweet there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Very cool. So you got about 1,500 apps. Anybody gone into real production apps off the boot camps that you can think of?
Well, I think a lot of times they take these skills and they go back to their company and they start looking at their portfolio of applications and saying, maybe we move this piece to the cloud or maybe we move this whole app to the cloud. So I think it's getting them to, they now know how to think about the cloud and how it's going to help their company. So.
For anyone wanting to run a boot camp, what are like a couple things that they need to know to get them started? How do they get doing it? Facility? What's all the logistics behind getting one of these going?
Yeah, it's actually really easy. Although people who have maybe a user group leader might have more experience because they tend to run events more often. But you just need a space with internet access and lots of power because people bring their own laptops. You need to set up a registration link through Eventbrite or Click to Attend or something like that, and send that information to me, and I get it up on the website.
So there's materials there for the instructors to ramp up. Do they get any backstop support or anything like that?
Yeah, all the materials are online. We have Train the Trainer videos online, and I'm always available to do a one-on-one if they have any holes they want to fill or whatever.
Yeah, I know my local guys spend a lot of time with you kind of breaking out on exactly how to run it and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Any plans for the next versions of the boot camps? Are you looking at doing anything deeper with this stuff, or are you just going to survive out and see where...
Well, it's already going global. We've had some in New Zealand. I went to Europe and did a couple in Europe, in the Netherlands and Belgium. So I think this coming year, I think we just need to refactor the content. We're going to put together a specific set of one-day content because some people want to do a one-day boot camp and upgrade it for all the new features that keep coming out on Azure. That's really the biggest challenge.
Very tight iterative cycles in Azure, and I know we're at TechEd right now. A lot of new features were released, .NET 4 support and 50 gig databases. And
IntelliTrace.
IntelliTrace is going to be pretty interesting. That would be a great demo to include into the boot camps.
Yeah, we actually added it. So we're doing 5 boot camps here at TechEd.
Wow.
And our first one was on Monday afternoon. So right before the boot camp, we downloaded the new SDK and changed our content to do the IntelliTrace.
So people at the boot camps here at TechEd been using the .NET 4 deployment on it?
Yeah, yeah.
So pretty cool. So you guys pushed it right into the bleeding edge and a short iterative cycle. And you've uploaded the new content yet or still cleaning
up? Not yet.
Up?
We still have to – we put a little more work in the online content.
So. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So any thoughts around some problems that you've been seeing in the boot camps, things where people might have had some issues that, you know, people could look out for that would be avoided in the future?
Yeah, you know, the most common one is when they go to deploy an app in their configuration file for Azure, the service configuration file, they leave their use development storage equals true in there, which uses the local storage, and when they deploy it to the cloud, it doesn't work.
Yeah, it keeps running.
And they forget to change it to cloud storage. And that's where IntelliTrace really helps, because then they can download their log and see exactly why it failed. So.
You're having a lot of fun with this, aren't you?
I'm having a blast.
All right. And I tell you, my East Coast folks, particularly in Florida, they've appreciated you putting this stuff together. So thank you very much from me.
No problem.
So this has been Joe Healy. This is Bytes by MSDN. And we're here with Brian Prince, the guy who put together the Azure Boot Camps. And thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, man.
All right.